Tonight, it's going to be The Winter's Tale. What was the rationale behind going with The Winter's Tale to start things off? I know you guys put a lot of thought into what shows are going to appear each summer.
Well, there's actually, obviously, so many wonderful Shakespeare shows to do every year, but it's actually unique that we're doing The Winter's Tale this year because we have a brand new stage that we're debuting opening night, and Winter's Tale was also the very first show that we did when Shakespeare started back in 1976.
So flashing back to the past to a certain extent, at the same time, hey, you know the clientele of Shakespeare in the Park. Do they embrace some certain shows over others?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because people do like the ones that they know, but we try to mix it up with, you know, maybe doing a Romeo and Juliet that everybody knows and then doing The Winter's Tale, which is not done quite as often.
Now, let's talk about the new stage, because that's obviously a big part of this. What can you tell us about it, and what can we expect when we go to see Shakespeare?
Well, obviously, it is incredibly exciting. Our old stage stood on the hill from 1993 to last year, 2015, and we've been in a capital campaign for the last couple of years, a $1.3 million capital campaign. The footprint of where the stage is the same footprint down at the bottom of the hill, but this new stage, the materials that we're using, it's easier to assemble, easier to put up, easier to take down, and there's also three different configurations, almost like an erector set, if you will. So every season, we can move the top of the stage around to different positions. We've also enhanced our lighting and sound equipment and the top of the hill containers where people get merchandise and also where our tech booth is stored.
I can't imagine going through a capital campaign of that size. It must have been quite the journey for you. Can you maybe just kind of describe what it was like?
Well, you know, we were very lucky. This was a new adventure for Shakespeare in Delaware Park. It was our first major capital campaign in 40 years, and we had an amazing board and capital campaign committee, but also it was the local foundations and the public, our audience, who all stepped up. Again, after 41 years, I like to think we're a summer cultural staple here in Western New York, and again, the city of Buffalo came forward. Many of the local foundations, the Oshai Foundation, the Cullen Foundation. So, and again, people just in the summer coming and wanting to be a part of this brand new, the next 41 years, I guess we'll call it.
You know, like you said, it's been 41 years, and it is most certainly a cultural staple here in Western New York. At the same time, you know, and I'm sure you bump into them from time to time, the person here or there that has never been and always wanted to. How about a word of enticement to bring them out? What would you like to tell somebody who's never been to Shakespeare what to expect and how they should approach it?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are afraid of Shakespeare. You know, maybe they read it in high school and they don't think they understand it. And the important thing for people to know is Shakespeare is meant to be seen and heard. And that's what we're going to have for people, that it's beautiful Olmsted Park. You pack a picnic. It's absolutely free. We do pass the hat at intermission. That helps us keep here in Buffalo. But it's absolutely free. You pack a picnic. You just go sit in this beautiful park and listen to the words of Shakespeare. And I guarantee you, you're going to understand it, enjoy it, and want to come back. It's like a big community picnic where we happen to be having a professional production of Shakespeare right in front of you.
Lisa Ludwig, thank you very much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Well, thank you. I hope we see people there this summer. It's going to be a perfect summer here in Buffalo.